So I need to tell you about one of the biggest shifts that I have made in the past year. And honestly, I feel like it's something that I definitely should have done years ago. So for a very long time, my business relied super heavily on one thing, and that was paid ads. And when ads were working, life was good. Leads were coming in consistently. My calendar was full and revenue was pretty predictable. But when ads weren't working, everything felt pretty unstable. The algorithm would change, or costs would spike, and lead quality would drop, and suddenly I'd be kind of scrambling to figure out what went wrong and how to fix it. Today, I really want to share with you a little bit of the journey that I went through over the last few years, to be honest with you, to really be able to diversify my lead sources, and why that shift has been one of the most important strategic decisions that I've made for the long-term sustainability of my own business, and why it's been responsible for me doubling my business in the last year. Because what I've learned is that building a business that depends on a single lead source is basically like building an entire house on one pillar. It might stand for a while, sure, but the moment that pillar weakens, everything is going to come crashing down. And a few years ago, we had a little bit of a wake-up call around this because I had been running paid ads for a long time. We had our systems dialed in, we knew our numbers, and I feel like we could pretty fairly reliably predict how much we'd spend and how many leads we were getting. But then things started to change. Ad costs started creeping up, and it wasn't really dramatic at first, but it was really noticeable, right? There was a big change with Facebook algorithm and how it worked with ads and everything, and our ad costs and our lead costs basically just started increasing again and again. And on top of that were the seasonal spikes, right? Like the, I don't know, like holidays, back to school, summer, all of this stuff. Ad costs would skyrocket and it would make everything really difficult as well. So I found myself constantly monitoring ad performance or tweaking campaigns, trying to optimize my way out of the problem. And that's when I realized that I had built this business that was really dependent on a platform that I did not control. And so I really wanted to find something different because Facebook could basically change their algorithm tomorrow and my entire lead generation would collapse, which basically has changed its algorithm many times. Ad costs can double your business or like your costs, and your ad account could potentially be flagged. And like, there's so many things that could go wrong if you're only depending on this one thing. And so what I found is that that was not sustainable. It wasn't strategic. And to be honest with you, it was kind of keeping me up at night. So I have been really slowly trying to diversify over the last few years. There's lots of different things that we've done organically. And we always did bring in clients organically, but in the last year and a half, I had really made it my mission to make sure that not one single channel was responsible for more than 40% of my leads and like the clients that were coming in. And so what that meant for me is that I needed to develop different strategies and different things that would allow me to get in front of more ideal clients so that I wasn't depending on just one thing. And honestly, it was overwhelming at first, making the decision of where to go, because obviously, when you're running a business that is already successful, the idea of building out an entirely new lead generation channel can feel like a massive undertaking in a way. But what I kept on reminding myself was, is that that temporary discomfort of diversifying was gonna be nothing compared to the long-term risk of depending on a single unpredictable source. So I basically just really got committed to it. And what I wanna do today is share a little bit about what I did and what some of the results have been for us through all of that. So the first channel that I really doubled down on was on LinkedIn. You know, I had LinkedIn years ago, but I never really treated it as a serious lead generation channel. It just didn't feel aligned. So I would maybe post occasionally, but that was it. But in the last year, I really decided to change that. I started posting on LinkedIn 4-5 times a week with content that was extremely strategic, that showcased my angle of mastery, that spoke directly to my power buyers. And I feel like why it worked is that I didn't just post and disappear. I have spent the time, and we continue to spend the time, engaging authentically through comments, responding to DMs personally, and connecting with people and building relationships. I have not done like cold DMing on LinkedIn. It's not my thing, but it's been more about focusing on building relationships. And because of that, the results have been really powerful. LinkedIn has now become one of my top lead sources, bringing in a lot of highly qualified prospects who, by the time they get on a call with me, they're kind of ready to go. And so that has been incredible. I have attracted and enrolled so many amazing clients from LinkedIn. And the cool thing is that they're free, right? I'm not spending money on ads, the algorithm, I'm not depending on it. It's all about strategic content and being really visible. The second source that I have focused on is YouTube, recording these podcast episodes for a while. But honestly, I wasn't really optimizing them for YouTube at all, right? They were like Facebook Lives in the beginning, that was about it. But the last, I would say, 2 years, I've gotten really strategic about it, really treating my podcast as YouTube content, optimizing titles for search and creating better thumbnails and organizing my content into just better ways, right? Having the clear call to action for my brand message assessment and just making sure that I've grown my channel as much as possible. And this is really different. It's a different type of algorithm, right? People aren't just scrolling, they're searching for solutions to very specific problems. And so when they find the video from me where I'm breaking down exactly how to solve that problem using my frameworks, it just does a great job of pre-selling people and kind of getting them ready to buy by the time that we talk. So YouTube leads tend to be really, really warm, right? They've often watched multiple videos. They oftentimes spent hours consuming my content before they even booked a call with me. So they get my language, they get my approach, they're not shopping around, and they're ready to work with me and ready to go, which has been amazing. And also, by the way, my YouTube channel has also brought me clients from ChatGPT as well. But that's a whole other thing. The other source that I've been focused on is strategic networking. And I'm not talking about joining Facebook groups, which is what I used to do years ago, and dropping links or whatever. I'm talking about building genuine relationships with people who serve similar audiences but aren't really competitors. So I've joined a few high quality mastermind groups and networking communities where my ideal clients are hanging out. And that has been really helpful, establishing relationships, doing workshops for other people's audiences, and then just building those relationships, showing up genuinely, contributing value without pitching, and just being there. Naturally, those relationships have led to referrals, to collaboration opportunities, to introductions to people who were really perfect fits for my work. I have loved this, and I kind of regret that I didn't do that from the beginning because it's such an easy way to bring in clients. So it doesn't feel like I'm marketing, it just feels like I'm building meaningful professional relationships that happen to also bring in clients. So that has been amazing. The fourth source that I have really prioritized, and I used to prioritize as well, but now in a different way, has been referrals, right? I got much more intentional about it. I used to hope that happy clients would refer people, but now I actually have a system for it. And so I make it really easy for others to refer people by giving them a very clear language about what I do, who I work with, how to bring in referrals, like all of these sort of things. And I created a very simple process where my clients can introduce me to other people directly or just send them directly to my brand message assessment. So that part has also been incredible and a great way to bring in clients. And so, you know, we have really increased our referrals a lot this year, and referred clients tend to be the easiest to work with because they already trust me because they already have a relationship with the person that already went through my program. So another source that has also been great this year has been Instagram, even though I'm not very active on Instagram at all. I don't post on stories. I don't do a lot of reels. I'm not here trying to build a massive following. Like if you look me up at Fabi Paolini, you're gonna notice, but I do show up strategically. And so I'll cross post content from LinkedIn sometimes. I'll share some of the behind the scenes of my life occasionally. And I engage with people once they reach out. I use ManyChat to be able to kind of drive people into my funnels. And even with that very minimal effort that I'm putting in, Instagram still brings me leads and clients. Obviously not as many as LinkedIn or YouTube or whatever, but enough to actually make a difference. So the key is that even though I'm not very active on there, it is very strategic. When I do post, it's content that really shows my expertise and positions me for those premium clients. And I feel like it's proof that you don't need to be everywhere doing everything all the time. You just need to be really strategic about where you show up. And when you do show up, just making sure that the content is really valuable. So with all of this, what I find is that if one of my channels underperforms, it doesn't really tank my business. If ad costs spike because it's the season or whatever, it might be annoying, but it's not devastating. If the LinkedIn algorithm decided to change, I still have multiple other sources to bring in clients. And so that to me has been really powerful, and it has just given me a lot of real actual stability and and consistent growth. And so apart from that, it just has made everything easier. We've grown a lot this year. And when I look at my numbers, which I track every single month, we track everything. We track where people come from. We track how much money we spend. We track a lot of different things. It just is so exciting when I see that this year we've really surpassed the amount of clients that came from ads from last year. Like if we compare people that came from ads from last year versus organic this year, it's much higher. And so obviously all of that has made it so that we have really grown our business this year. We've doubled it in income and in the amount of clients that have come in as well. And that has been amazing. And our costs have always obviously been lower. And so that has really allowed me to build a lot of real relationships with my audience rather than just running ads at them. Mind you, again, I was always doing organic, but it's just been a little bit different this year. So obviously this is time consuming, right? It does take time to be able to be present in so many platforms in so many different ways. But when you have a good system and when you have a solid message, everything is easy. And I generally feel like the reason why this has worked so well is that the message is really clear and I don't have to reinvent myself for every single platform. The message does the work for itself. It does the heavy lifting. And so we literally get calls booked every single day. And when I go to track where they're coming from completely different places. And that to me is one of the most exciting things in the world. It makes everything easier. Obviously, you do have to put a lot of time up front in building the systems that you need, optimizing your profiles and defining what the strategy is going to look like. But as long as the message is speaking to your power buyers and you're using your angle of mastery and all of these different things, and you're committed to showing up regularly, that's when you're going to see results. Results that aren't necessarily immediate, right? It's not like I'm going to start posting on Instagram today, I'm going to start seeing results tomorrow. But if you commit to it and you focus on investing in understanding the platforms, investing time and money or energy or whatever it is to really understanding these platforms and building the strategy, you are going to see results as long as you just stay focused and you do the work that you have to do. And so that to me has been a massive difference and has been just extremely powerful for our business. So all of that to say, I highly recommend that you look at where your clients are coming from. And if the great majority of them are coming from one source, it's time for you to diversify. Don't wait until that source stops working. Do it right now because it's going to help you build a more sustainable business. For all of this to work, for you to be able to diversify effectively, obviously the message needs to be effective. And if you want my help, let's do a quick 15-minute brand message session. Go to brandmessagesession.com. You're going to find the link below this episode as well, where I will take a look at your content, your messaging, your website, your marketing, whatever you're doing right now. And I will tell you if it is optimized for your diversification or if like what you're doing right now is only going to work on Instagram because it's great at going viral, but not necessarily at capturing leads on LinkedIn, for example. There's definitely a different strategy there. So I can give you a little bit of insight on that and tell you how to adapt your message to make sure that it's speaking to the right people. Make sure that you book that session below and you follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, literally everywhere. And just let me know if you listen to this episode. Shoot me a DM. I would love to hear your thoughts, and I will see you in another episode.